Hello there, everybody. My name is Mike Arrigo, and a lot of you, I'm sure, have heard some of my Macintosh podcasts, but on this one I'm going to do something completely different. I'm going to do something that I don't think has been done before, or if it has, I haven't seen it, but I'm going to compare side-by-side the two GPS packages that run on cell phones, and that is Mobile Geo and Wayfinder Access. Now, before we get into the actual comparison, I do want to give you some kind of introductory information here about each product. First off, of course, most of you probably know what GPS is, but for those of you who don't, I'll explain it briefly. There are 24 satellites that orbit the Earth, and they allow you to pinpoint your location any place in the world. And of course, a lot of sighted users even use this for driving directions and that type of thing, because maps have been developed of a lot of the countries now, actually, with all of that location information. So your location, based on the GPS, can be determined and compared to a map database. And by this, your GPS unit, or in this case your phone, is able to determine your location and tell you what is around you, and also give you directions of how to get to a certain place. And there are some GPS products that have been developed for blind people. And again, the two that I'm going to be covering run on cell phones. And Mobile Geo is made by a Code Factory, and it uses the Sendero GPS engine, which is the same GPS that the Braille Note family of products use. And that runs on Windows Mobile cell phones or on Pocket PCs, if you have one of those, but it uses the Windows Mobile operating system. That's what it runs on. Wayfinder Access, on the other hand, runs on Symbian cell phones, and these are mainly made by Nokia. And you do also, of course, need a screen reader. Wayfinder Access will work with Talks or Mobile Speak, which are both for the Symbian phones. Mobile Geo does require Mobile Speak for the Windows smartphones, or Mobile Speak for the Pocket PCs, which are also made by Code Factory. There are some other differences, too, between them. Not necessarily good or bad, just different. One of the big ones is how the map data is stored. In the case of Mobile Geo, the map information is stored on a memory card, or if your phone has enough memory, you can store the maps, you know, there. But basically, it's stored in the phone somehow. Now, there are advantages and disadvantages to this. The advantages are that you don't have to worry about cell coverage. You could even turn your cellular phone part of your phone off if you wanted to, the radio portion of it, and Mobile Geo would still work just fine. The disadvantage of this is you do have to know in advance, if you're traveling, what states you're going to be heading to, what states you're going to be traveling through, or, you know, what areas. And you have to load those maps onto the memory card, or when you arrive at your destination, you know, get access to a computer and do it then. In the case of Wayfinder Access, the way it works, you can load the maps onto a memory card if you wish. However, what can also be done, and what's done by default, is that Wayfinder Access will use your data connection through the cellular network to download the information as it's needed and to do the searches and to calculate the routes. Now, the advantage to this is, number one, it's much faster. As far as route calculation and that type of thing, it's very fast. That is definitely one thing that Wayfinder Access has over Mobile Geo, is speed of, you know, routes and that type of thing. The other thing is you don't have to worry about, you know, loading the maps if you choose not to, as long as you have a license for your country and you've got, you know, cell coverage, you're good to go. Of course, the disadvantage is if you were to lose the cell coverage, then you would you would have a problem, obviously. But nowadays, with the coverage that cellular providers have, that's highly unlikely. So while it is something to be aware of, it's not really something to be too concerned about. The cell coverage today is pretty much universal, really. So the chances of you losing that, though possible, are very rare. As far as which one I think is better, and maybe I should talk about this after the demonstration, but I'll talk about it briefly. I think they're equal. I think they both do a great job of telling you what's around you, what's coming up, and guiding you to a destination. And that's what I'll show you. We'll actually go out to a park here, and we'll walk around for a couple of blocks. Well, it's going around, so it's actually four blocks, but we'll go around like two of the blocks, and so you can see how both of them do that, tell you what's coming up and that type of thing. And then we'll go ahead and enter a route to a restaurant that's not too far from here. Actually, it's more of a deli. You can get sandwiches, and their muscacioli is actually really good. a place called Mom's Deli. Actually, it's a delicatessen down here, and we'll let both the products guide us there to the destination. As far as which one to get, well, again, Mobile Geo only runs on Windows Mobile, and Wayfinder Access only works on Symbian. So for those of you that are looking on getting a phone, you know, if you were to ask which one I would recommend, well, Symbian by far is more stable. If you're looking for a stable phone that's not going to crash, that's not going to, you know, get really sluggish over time, Symbian is the way to go by far. There's really no comparison on that regard. If web browsing is important to you, if that's something you want to do, the web browser support on Symbian phones is much better. You can navigate by heading, by link, by form, pretty much all the options that you're used to on the Windows or the Macintosh. Whereas on Windows Mobile, the most you can navigate with a virtual cursor and move by link, but you have no search capability for text. You have no way to navigate with headings, forms, none of that stuff. Previously, the only really advantage on the Windows Mobile side was it didn't cost you to, you didn't have to pay to transfer your license for a screen reader from one phone to another. But with the new version of Talks that's going to be coming out, it's not released quite yet, but with the new version of Talks, you'll be able to do that as well, because you can have the license actually with your SIM card. So you won't have to pay to transfer if you have more than one phone. And once that happens, I would honestly say there's really no advantage to getting a Windows Mobile phone. Not really. Now, the Symbian phones only work with the GSM providers, which is very common in Europe. I think that's all they use in Europe, actually. And here in the United States, that would be with AT&T or T-Mobile. If using Sprint or Verizon is important to you, then Windows Mobile would be your only choice. I like a GSM better also because then your phone number is actually stored on a SIM card. It's not stored in the phone itself, and you can put that card into any GSM phone, assuming it's not, you know, locked to a certain carrier, and it will work. And if you're going to get a Symbian phone, my advice to you would be get a unbranded and unlocked cell phone, which you can get from several places, rather than getting one from the carrier. You'll pay a little more for it, but trust me, it's well worth it. So I think that's all the intro I wanted to do. Well, actually, let me give you the prices. And this is one area, too, where they are quite a bit different. Mobile Geo is $845. That's not including the screen reader or anything like that. That's for Mobile Geo itself. Wayfinder Access in the U.S. for the U.S. license is $280. Now, usually with Wayfinder Access, you may want to get a data plan. You can either get an unlimited data plan. For AT&T, that would be $15 a month. For T-Mobile, it would be $19.99 a month. Or you can just pay as you go, you know, for whatever data you use. And the data usage for Wayfinder is, it's not a whole lot. But remember, too, that if you get the unlimited plan, you can also do email and browse the web on these phones also. And hopefully eventually the price for mobile geo will come down, because that's a very expensive price for a product on a cell phone. Even with Wayfinder, let's see, if you do the math, like with AT&T, for example, be what, $180 a year for the data plan? So $280 plus, $180, I'm just doing this math in my head, that would be, $360, I think. So you'd have to use that and have a data plan for a couple of years before you even get to the cost of, what Mobile Geo would be. And that assumes that Mobile Geo doesn't charge for any upgrades, which they haven't yet. But, I'm sure that will happen because, they have to pay for the updates for the maps and that type of thing, which is understandable. But hopefully eventually we will see the price drop on that. So let me tell you what the hardware is I'm going to be using here for this demonstration. For Wayfinder Access, a Nokia 6120 Classic, running the newest version of Tox and the newest version of Wayfinder Access, which is 2.5. And for the GPS receiver, a GlobalTop G33, external Bluetooth GPS receiver. For Mobile Geo, a iMate SP5M. This is running Windows Mobile 5.0. Running the newest version of a MobileSpeak smartphone and Mobile Geo version 1.5, which was just released. And for the receiver, it is a iTrek M5 Plus. Now, both of these GPS receivers use the same chipset, a MTK 51-channel chipset, which is a very good, accurate chipset. So they both use the same one. That way, this should be fairly equal. When you get a GPS on a cell phone, though some cell phones do have internal GPS receivers, you will get much better accuracy if you use a external Bluetooth receiver. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and pause this recording, and let's go ahead and head over to the park. Okay, we are over here at the park. A little busy traffic. On this first block, but let me go ahead and turn up the volume a little bit on this one phone I've got, the Windows Mobile one. And this one's got a bunch of extra keys, the Windows Mobile one that I'm using for Mobile Geo, so I probably will lock the keypad when I'm actually not... Oops. Actually, let me slow that rate down and turn that volume up slightly also. Okay, let me see if we have a fix on both of these phones. To do that in Mobile Geo, you press number 0. Truck going by there. You press number 0 on the keypad, and that will give you your tell you your GPS quality. So let's see what we've got.
Good quality, 17 feet, tracking 9 satellites.
All right. It says good quality, 17 feet, which is basically how accurate or how much to trust it, and tracking 9 satellites. Now, Wayfinder Access... by the way, the voice, when it's the Deck Talk, that's what I'm using for Mobile Speak for Windows Mobile smartphones. So that will be Mobile Geo's output. For Wayfinder Access, I'm using Talk, so that will be the Eloquence voice. And then you'll also hear, when we get to the directions part, the female voice providing some turn-by-turn directions. So... we're sitting on the main menu here, too, in Wayfinder Access. If we press number 2 on the keypad, that is the info key, and that will tell us a percentage. That's one suggestion I would suggest for Wayfinder Access, is to describe it like Mobile Geo does. Wayfinder just gives you a percentage. But anyway, let's see what we've got.
Info tab sheet 14 of 19. GPS status 100%.
Okay, we've got 100%. It just gives you 100% or 66% or and that type of thing. Okay, so how can we determine where we're at here? Well, both products have a feature that is called Where Am I? That will tell you where you're at on demand. So since I'm holding the Wayfinder, my Symbian phone for the moment, let's just do that by pressing the number 8 on the keypad.
Where am I? AMI, St. Louis Jameson Avenue, heading northwest in 330 degree 1. Okay.
Okay, it says St. Louis Jameson Avenue, which is the street I'm on, and I'm heading northwest, which is probably right, because I am not walking straight north. I am kind of curving here a little bit. Okay, now for Mobile Geo, you press the number 1 on the keypad, and it will tell you, it's a little more verbose. It'll even include your closest address, which I don't know how valuable that actually is if you're not actually, you know, looking for a certain address. But here's how Mobile Geo does it if you press where am I. I just press...
Position 3848 Jameson Avenue, north at 1 miles per hour, 511 feet above sea, pedometer 932 feet.
Pedometer tells you how far you've traveled. Now, we can get the info, like, you know, the altitude and that type of stuff from Wayfinder, too. I'll go ahead and do that. We press number 2 again on the keypad to go back to that info screen.
Info tab sheet 14 of 19. GPS status 100%. 1.
And we can just arrow through this.
Back. Speed 2 miles per hour. Heading north, 6 degree.
Heading north, okay.
Altitude 364 feet.
And that's interesting. It says altitude 364 feet. Well, we did just go down a hill, so that could be why. And there's the longitude and the latitude. Okay, so that's that. Okay, now, what about automatically announcing things? I'm going to stop here for a second. The way that works is the way Mobile Geo does it is it will actually tell you, well, you can set either one to tell you like clock faces, like 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock. I never use that. I don't find it really useful to know that way. The way Mobile Geo does it as far as directions goes is it will tell you like ahead, left, or to the right, whereas Wayfinder Access will tell you by direction, which really is the same as far as I'm concerned if you know the directions. For instance, both of the products, but even if you only had one, you know, indicated you're heading north to northwest, you know, that type of thing. So if you are told that something is north of you, and as you travel, if the amount of feet decreases, which is kind of the way Wayfinder Access gives it to you, then it's obvious that it's ahead of you. And if it says, like, northeast or something like that, and you're heading north, then you know it's slightly to the right. So, assuming you've got a decent, you know, sense of direction, which if you're going to be traveling with one of these, it's a good thing to have, that's not a problem. So, what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to walk for a bit, and I've actually got both of these phones in my pocket, and I'm going to put the Victor Reader Stream in there, and I'm not going to say too much at the moment, so you can hear how both of these announce. What I'm going to do is, for Mobile Geo, I'm going to turn on the look-around option, which tells you the streets and any points of interest, although we probably won't come up to too many points of interest here, because we're actually at a park. And then in Wayfinder's case, it's called All Nearby, is what that is. And it will, you can set an interval on Wayfinder Access of how often you want it to update. And I got mine set for every 25 seconds. So it will, every 25 seconds it will update. And in this case, it's mainly going to be intersections. So let me do that. Turn on the look around in Geo. You hold the number sign key for a couple of seconds. I'm going to do that now.
Look around announcements off.
Oh, it was already on. Okay. We just haven't... See, the way Mobile Geo does it, it doesn't announce something until you come up to a certain amount of feet to that. Whereas Wayfinder will update every 25 seconds and tell you... by the way, that noise, that if you can hear that, almost sounds like somebody swinging a bat at a batting cage. that's Mobile Geo's way of saying that it's working or it's thinking. Okay, so, anyway, in Wayfinder's case, it updates every 25 seconds regardless and just tells you what the closest thing is. So I'm going to put Wayfinder then into the All Nearby mode. To do that, from the menu, we press option number 3. So we'll do that now.
All Nearby tab sheet 15 of 19, 65 feet northwest, 323 degree Jameson Avenue / Dollison Avenue.
Okay, 65 feet northwest. Now, what that actually is a street that's on the other side of the one that I'm walking on, there's an intersection over there that's not on this side. But we know it's slightly ahead of us, because again, we're heading north. Okay, I'm going to put both of these phones back in my pocket then, along with the stream. Actually, let me lock on this Windows mobile phone. Let me go ahead and lock the keypad here, because I don't want it to... activate any of the internet functions or anything like that. And what I will do then is just put the Victor Reader stream into my jacket pocket as well. And you should be able to hear both of these then. Again, of course, the Deck Talk is Mobile Geo, and the Eloquence is Talks reading Wavefinder Access. So I'm going to put that in my pocket, and I won't talk for a while and just continue to walk up this block and turn, and you can hear how each one kind of does the announcements for telling you what's around you automatically.
Feet southwest, 204 degree Jameson Avenue / Dollison Avenue.
On Jameson Avenue, 189 feet ahead to Prunet Avenue.
North, 340 degree Jameson Avenue / Burnout Avenue. Feet west, 290 degree Jameson Avenue / Burnout Avenue.
Burnout Avenue heading east.
Okay, I did make a turn, yes, to the right. And Mobile Geo announced that Wayfinder doesn't really tell you when you make a turn, but you can find out what you're on if we...
288 degree Jameson Avenue / Avenue.
But it knows we have because it said that intersection Jameson and Pernod was west of us, which it would be. That's behind us because we're heading east. But if you wanted to verify that, all you have to do is press number 8 on the keypad, and Wayfinder will tell you.
Where am I? St. Louis Lindenwood Park, Burnout Avenue, heading east, 98 degree.
And there we are. St. Louis Lindenwood Park on Burnout Avenue, heading east. Okay, I'm going to put this back in my pocket and let you hear this block. And then when we turn on to the next block is where we'll go ahead and actually enter our route for our destination.
320 feet west, 280 degree Jameson Avenue / Burnout Avenue.
Okay, you notice it said there, Wayfinder did 290 feet east, so we know that intersection is ahead of us, Prather and Pernod, and that's what we'll be turning on. Geo hasn't announced it yet, but I'm sure it will here in a minute.
On Prunet Avenue, 198 feet ahead to Prather Avenue.
C. 78 feet east, 81 degree Brader Avenue/Burnott Avenue.
Indeed, we're just about to the corner. Okay, make the turn, and now we're heading south, of course.
On Prather Avenue, heading south.
59 feet northeast, 31 degree Brader Avenue/Burnott Avenue.
Okay, let's go ahead and stop here, and let's go ahead and enter the route for our destination, then. And I'll show you how that's done on each one. Okay, so let's go ahead and do Mobile Geo first here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab my Windows mobile phone here, and let me unlock the keypad. Okay. You should be able to hear this a little better now, too, because we're out of that busy intersection.
Mobile Geo window, left soft functions, right soft menu.
Okay, what we actually have to do here to do a search is go into the, let's see. Let me repeat these function keys here again.
Volume 7.
Okay, I don't want to do
volume
that.
Volume 6.
Come on.
Volume 7. Volume 6.
Come on.
Left soft functions, right soft menu.
This joystick on this one, the select key, it's just a little nub on the top, and it's easy to move it in one direction when you try to select something. Okay, so functions is where we have to go. So that's the left soft key.
Set positions, one of root functions, search, 3 of 8.
Search is where we actually need to go.
Nearest PLOI, one of two.
Oh, nearest PLOI, the deck talk, it's P-L-I is what that is. But we need to go to...
Advanced PLOI search, 2 of 2.
Advanced PLOI search.
PLOI search conditions, search screen mob.
Okay. And I actually did enter this beforehand to make sure that it would find it, so we didn't spend a lot of time doing that, but I put the word mom in there, because the name of the place, remember, is Mom's Deli, but I will show you what else is here, how you can adjust your search.
Plus search my name, plus category all, 3 of 9.
All you can search in a specific category. We probably could find it if we search for restaurants, but in this case, just leaving it at all is fine.
Plus subcategory all, 4
subcategory
of 9.
All.
Plus get homework, no. Plus search direction all. Plus user PLOI as well, yes. Plus starting distance 0 miles.
0 miles.
Plus ending distance 10 miles. 9 of 9.
Let's decrease that a little bit.
PLOI search conditions window ending distance numeric edit 0 blank.
Let's do 3.
0, 1.
So we just do 3 here.
3.
And hit left soft key for OK.
Mobile Geo window, left soft search, right soft menu. PLOI search conditions, search string mob.
And if we wanted to type that in, I'll show you how that's done. Like I say, I did it before to make sure it would be found, so we didn't spend a lot of time doing that. But if you wanted to do that, you just press the select key there or enter.
Search conditions window, ending distance, numeric, edit, 3, left soft, okay, right soft, cancel.
I'm still on, okay, let's see. Oh, that's back up the top. Okay, I don't know why it read the top one again. That's a little confusing. Okay, so we'd, you'd open that, actually.
Window, search screen, spell, edit, mom, left soft, okay, right soft, cancel.
And that's where you would type that. We could type that if it wasn't already there, but it's already there, so.
Left soft, search, right soft, menu.
Because I had typed it previously. Okay,
search screen, mom.
So the left soft key now is search.
Left soft, search, right soft, menu.
Let's just go ahead and press the left soft key here, and it should do the search for us. And it's making it sound like it's thinking. This is one area where Wayfinder is a lot faster than Mobile Geo is. It's still searching. Still thinking. And that's why I slowed the, that's why I took the ending distance way down from 10 miles, too, to try to speed it up a little. It's still searching, actually, for that category, or for that place. Still searching.
Search results.
Okay.
PLOI search results. Mom's Deli, 0.44 meet ahead.
Okay, so there we go.
plus momentum data system.
Actually, it's not really a...
Delete 0.44 meters ahead, run of 4.
Actually, it's not really ahead, because we do have to make... Well, actually, in some ways, I guess it would be, because we do make a right turn and then a left turn. So I guess in some ways, yes, it would be. Anyway, we press enter on that.
Four details. Name mom's delete.
Okay. Now I think if we do... Let me see what the soft keys do at this point.
Home. Left soft options, right soft back.
Yeah, we do options now.
Set as destination, 1 of 3.
That's what we want. Select that.
Create pedestrian route to mom's delete, 1 of 4.
Create pedestrian route, that's what we want. So we select that. And it makes the working sound again.
Main screen, loss quality, 11 feet, tracking 9 satellites, position 3643 Prather Avenue. Creating pedestrian route, please wait. Creating pedestrian route, please... Destination set to waypoint 10, mom's delete, next, waypoint 2, Prather 56 feet left. Proceed ahead on Prather Avenue heading south. Main screen, loss quality, 11
okay.
feet.
So our route is set...
3643 Prather Avenue.
Okay, and what it does when you enter a route in this, and it took me a little bit to figure this out, it turns the look-around announcements off. So I'm going to hold the pound key for a second to re-enable that.
Look-around announcements on.
Okay, there we go. So that's set, and we are good to go. So now let's...
Main screen,
actually, I'm going to lock the...
Tracking 7 satellites, position 3643 Prather Avenue.
I'm going to go ahead and lock my keypad again on this phone.
Left soft unlock.
All right, now for the Wayfinder, for the Symbian phone. Okay, so to do that, let's, we're still in that all nearby, so let's hit the key 2.
Back. Menu tab sheet 1 of 19.
To go
map.
Back to the main menu.
Options.
And... The other thing I like about Wayfinder as opposed to Mobile Geo, you have to go to a completely different place to enter an address or to do a search for a place like we just did. With Wayfinder, it's all one place. You go down to Find.
Find.
And select that.
Select. Address or company. Text. 1.
Okay.
Two.
And this, back. I will just type in the word mom for mom's deli. One other thing, actually, I do want to check here first. I want to make sure this is set for pedestrian mode. To do that, you change it in the settings, actually. And the way it handles that, by default, is a little bit different, too. In a vehicle route, it actually... Your screen reader, if you read the guide tab, will tell you what the next turn is and what the street is. And the female voice will give you the turn instructions. When you do a pedestrian route, by default, at least... the female voice is muted, and the screen reader actually says, you know, walk 500 feet, then turn right, or turn right here. But if you leave it that way, then you have to stay in the guide tab or go to the Around You tab to read that. What I like to do is re-enable the female voice for the turn instructions, and that way we can go back to the All Nearby and get our announcements of what's around us with Wayfinder, and the female voice will then provide the turn instructions. Although you can still look at the guide tab to see what your next street is. So let me make sure this is set for pedestrian.
Disconnect from Jeep settings. Select.
Okay.
Access. Phone tab sheet 1 of 5. Volume 1 of 6.
Okay. So let's make sure that...
Transport mode pedestrian.
Okay, we are set to pedestrian.
Distance units miles. Feet. Optimize route for time.
Okay, and optimize route for... You can actually set it to optimize for time or distance. This is so close that it's not going to make any difference where this is at, but usually for pedestrian, you would want it for distance, probably. In a vehicle route, if you say to do it for time, a lot of times it'll take the highway route. If you say distance, a lot of times it'll even have you twisting and turning through a bunch of different streets if it means less distance. So let me make sure the female voice is enabled here, too.
Voice prompts normal.
Voice prompts normal. It is. Okay, great. Let's go ahead and do our search here. Hit the key 2, right soft key for go back.
Back. Menu tab.
Go to find.
Find. Select. Address or company. Text. 1.
Okay,
option,
and
back.
Let's do M.
Caps M. M. O.
I'm just typing it on the keypad.
M.
Okay, that should be enough for it to find it. Let's hit select here.
Select. Searching. Address or company. Text. Searching. Address or company. Text. Bob, 1. Options, 2. Back. Result app sheet
16, okay.
19. Mom's deli
and it's found it. So it is quite a bit faster. And it gives us the address and all that stuff. We could get that with Mobile Geo also, if we opened the description. Let me make sure my volume is all the way up here on this phone here.
Talks. Volume is 10.
Okay, turn that up just slightly a bit more. Okay, so we're on what we want. Let's press the select key again, and that should calculate our route.
Select. Calculating a route. Mom's Deli 0.5 feet. Same guy. Walk 500 feet. Then turn right into Lindenwood Place.
And it's already got the route. See, as you can tell, it's quite a bit faster. So it says walk 500 feet, then turn right into Lindenwood. Now, like I say, if we leave it on this tab, well, in this case, the screen reader and the female voice would provide the instructions. So what I'm going to do here is go back to the all nearby, and both of the routes are now set. So what will happen is... they should both tell us what we're coming up to, as well as give us the turns. And I won't talk for a while then, so you can just hear how these handle things. And I'll put in a comment if need be. But let's press number 3.
All nearby tab sheet 15 of 19, 125 feet northeast, 35 degree Brainerd Avenue / Burnott Avenue.
We're back on that, so that'll update. And let's go ahead and take off here, and let's allow these... two GPS products to guide us.
On Brazzer Avenue, turn behind slight left and head northeast, 69 feet away, point to Brazzer.
141 feet northeast, 28 degree Avenue / Burnott Avenue. Continue straight, 706 feet away, point 5, Brazzer and Lindenwood. Turn right on Lindenwood Place heading west.
We're not to the turn yet. We've got a ways to go, though.
110 feet southeast, 157 degree Brainerd Avenue / Dollison Avenue.
On Brazzer Avenue, 195 feet slight left to Myrtle Avenue.
In 500 feet, turn right, and then in 500 feet, turn left.
Yeah, you had talks telling you the update for what we're at, and then the female voice giving us the instruction.
East, 100 degree Brainerd Avenue / Myrtle Avenue.
That's an intersection on the other side of the street.
Approaching right turn at waypoint 5.
In 200 feet, turn right, and then in 500 feet, turn left.
135 feet northeast, 24 degree Brainerd Avenue / Myrtle Avenue.
In 100 feet, turn right, and then in 500 feet,
turn
left.
Heading west, on Brazzer Avenue, 121 feet ahead to Lindenwood Place.
72
turn right
161 here. Degree Brainerd Avenue / Lindenwood Place.
Just made the turn.
Continue straight, 675 feet away, point 7, Lindenwood and Jameson. Turn left on Jameson Avenue heading south, on Lindenwood Place heading west.
Let me just stop a second here. If we wanted to get that information from Access, it's readily available. We do have to press just one key to get it, and we actually can go back to the guide tab to do that, and I'll show you that just so you can see that that information is also available. And what we can do there is, let's just go back. and go to the guide tab.
Guide tab, sheet 4 of 19. Walk 500 feet, then turn left into Jameson Avenue.
Walk 500 feet, then turn left into Jameson Avenue. Okay. And both products, too, allow you to review the route. I will show you that here, too, on both of these. I wanted to show you that before when we first started it, but that's okay. In Wayfinder's case, you go to the what's called the itinerary tab, which is to the right of the guide tab.
Itinerary tab, sheet 10 of 19. Left turn 750 feet, 0.3 meters, Jameson Avenue 1. Options.
And it's sitting on the one you have to complete, but if you want to review the whole thing, we could just arrow back down.
Right turn 0.2B, 0.2B, Lindenwood Place.
That's the one we just made a minute ago. On to Lindenwood Place. And then
left turn 750, destination 0.2B, 0.5.
Destination 2 miles, we'll walk on Jameson Avenue, we'll walk 2 miles. To do that with Mobile Geo, let me just put this back into All Nearby, so we continue to hear what we're passing.
All Nearby tab.
Okay. In the case of Mobile Geo, let me unlock the keypad on this Windows mobile phone, and I'll show you that. Press the left soft key and the star key.
Mobile Geo window, left soft functions, right. Next turn waypoint 7, Lindenwood and Jameson. Turn left, 618 feet ahead, 3 minutes. No next turn information available.
Now, if we want to actually focus on the route, kind of like the itinerary tab in Wayfinder Access, we can do that if we hold the 6 key down for a second. And sometimes it takes Mobile
next
Geo.
Next turn waypoint 7, Lindenwood and Jameson. Turn left, 621 feet ahead, 3 minutes.
Well, I didn't hold it down long enough, I guess. Sometimes it takes Mobile Geo a little bit to respond, too. It's kind of sluggish. Okay, let's see if I held it down long enough that time. I should have. The number 6 key. I'm not sure why that didn't work. That's supposed to take you to the list of
plus position
of
quality,
you know, of info. But I'm not sure why that didn't work. I may have to check that and make sure I'm using the right key. I'm sure I am, though. But anyway, but that's how you can review the turns and that type of thing. So, anyway, let's continue here. And we'll have our next turn coming up here at the end of this block. Oh, let me lock this keypad again on the Windows mobile phone because I don't want to activate the internet or anything like that. Come on. Hold the N key down here. Come on.
Left soft unlock.
There we go. Okay. All right, then. Let's go ahead and continue. I will put the stream back in my pocket, and we'll continue here, and we should be at our next turn in just a couple of, in just a minute or two. And that'll be a left turn when we get down there.
On Lindenwood, unlock window. Press the ... key to unlock the phone. Press left soft unlock.
That's precisely why I have it locked. So the keys don't bump against each other. Let me just readjust that. Okay, that should help with that. And okay, let's continue here then.
145 feet southeast, 114 degree Greater Avenue / Lindenwood Place.
In 500 feet, turn left, and then in 500 feet, you are at the destination.
...110 feet southwest, 241 degree Lindenwood Place / Wensleek Avenue.
Again, another intersection that's across the street on the other side.
Feet southeast, 146 degree Lindenwood Place / Wensleek Avenue.
Approaching left turn at waypoint 7,
110 feet east, 98 degree lift at
1. In 200 feet, turn left, and then in 500 feet, you are at the destination. In 100 feet, turn left, and then, in 500 feet, you are at the destination.
152 degree Jameson Avenue / Lindenwood Place.
Turn left on Jameson Avenue heading south. On Lindenwood Place, 121 feet slide.
Turn left here.
Okay, before we make the turn, I don't know why, that's interesting, the Wayfinder saying in 500 feet you're at the destination, because it's actually a little more than 500 feet. I don't know. It definitely has the correct route. Let's go ahead and make the turn, and we'll see what happens.
5 feet southwest, 243 degree Jameson Avenue / Lindenwood Place.
On Jameson Avenue heading north.
In a quarter of a mile, you are at the destination.
And that's interesting, because it said in 500 feet you're at the destination, and then it said in a quarter of a mile is right, so I don't know if it's something in the map or what that is, why it thought that the destination was in 500 feet from there, but it did correct itself, though, and said, you know, in a quarter of a mile you're at the destination, which would be correct. So we have another 2 blocks to go. So, again, I'm just going to put this in my pocket, and you guys can hear the announcements as we go for each one.
Waypoint 10, 130 feet north, 356 degree Jameson Avenue / Lindenwood Place. North, 3 degree Jameson Avenue / Lindenwood Place.
In St. Louis.
This is kind of a long block, so we haven't crossed another street yet.
Feet west, 286 degree Burger Avenue / Winona Avenue. South, 189 degree Jameson Avenue / Bancroft Avenue.
That's the next street we'll actually cross. You know, we're heading south, so again, you can tell by Wayfinder when it says, you know, that the intersection is south, it's obviously ahead of you.
181 feet ahead to Bancroft Avenue.
And there's Mobile Geo's announcement telling you it's ahead of you. Again, Mobile Geo only announces it when you're getting close to it. It doesn't automatically tell you every 25 seconds what the next thing is or whatever.
189 degree Jameson Avenue / Bancroft Avenue.
I guess each method, you know, has its own advantages and disadvantages, but either one works.
In 500 feet, you are at the destination.
13 feet southeast, 150 degree Jameson Avenue / Bancroft Avenue.
And we just made the crossing, and now when it says in 500 feet you're at the destination, that would be about right.
North, 359 degree Jameson Avenue / Bancroft Avenue.
on Jameson Avenue, 197 feet ahead to Sutherland Avenue.
120 feet south, 194 degree Jameson Avenue / Sutherland Avenue.
In 200 feet, you are at the destination.
Crossing the street now. This is the last street we'll cross. It'll be on the next block.
42 feet west, 248 degree Jameson Avenue / Sutherland Avenue.
You have reached your destination.
Yes, we have.
Southwest, 206 degree Mom's Deli.
Now, I don't know exactly what happened here, but Mobile Geo did not say that we... See, that's incorrect. Hold on. Let me check and see where it... Well, that's the point of interest. Okay, let me see where it thinks our destination is here. Let me unlock this keypad. Okay. Let me see here.
Next turn, waypoint 10, Mom's Deli, 20 feet, behind slide right, less than 1 minute.
See, it says it's behind already. But Mobile Geo didn't even say when we got to the destination. I'm not sure why that is. It definitely should have said that we arrived there, and it did not do that. That's one issue, even in the previous version of Mobile Geo that I've seen, it doesn't tell you that you're actually at the destination, or it tells you the destination's on the wrong side. It does appear they fixed the problem with it telling you it's on the wrong side, but it doesn't tell you that you're actually at the destination properly, like the way Wayfinder does. And I've noticed that even in the previous version. I'm not sure what the deal is with that, but that's definitely something to be aware of, especially considering it's the more expensive of the two products. It should tell you that, because it said, you know, it was ahead, and then the next time we checked it said it was behind, which would have indicated we had passed it, but it never automatically indicated it. We had to query for it. So I don't know what the deal, you know, is with that, but something to be aware of. Anyway, go ahead and start heading back here, but I'll go ahead and put in some closing comments. The other thing about Mobile Geo, to enter an address is a little more cluttered, because you actually have to type in the house number, then you press the left soft key to go to the next screen, and then you type in the street name, and you have to set a default map for that to work also. You know, your default city, and then you press the left soft key. It does the search for the street, which can take a little bit of time. And then you select the street, and then it finds the address, and then you can create your route. With Wayfinder, again, you just go to that find screen where we were before, enter the whole address, and it assumes, which is usually the case, that you want your location to be, you know, your GPS location, and it'll search out from there and, you know, find it. So, when it comes to searching, Wayfinder is faster. Let me narrow down the advantages and disadvantages for you of each one, then, the way I see it. Mobile Geo certainly is more expensive, and hopefully that price will come down eventually. I really hope they consider lowering that. I don't know if they ever plan on Mobile Geo coming out for the Symbian phones, but if so, they're going to have to lower that price, or they'll never be able to compete with Wayfinder, in my opinion. Mobile Geo is a little more verbose in giving you the point of interests. There are some points that are not in... Or they are in the database. All the points of interest are in the Wayfinder database, but it doesn't automatically tell you every single one as you pass it, the way mobile geo does. So if knowing exactly every single thing that's around you is important, even like, you know, laundromats and, you know, that type of thing, Wayfinder won't tell you about those. It will tell you about, you know, churches and restaurants and all those. But again, all of the laundromats even and stuff, are in the Wayfinder database if you search for it. You know, if you type that in specifically. And, you know, if you don't want to try to figure out directions, like, you know, Mobile Geo will tell you ahead or to the left, that type of thing, whereas, of course, Wayfinder gives it to you by direction, which I don't think is a big deal, really. I mean, again, it's always good to know what direction you're traveling anyway, so based on that and knowing where it indicates something is, that shouldn't be an issue, but, you know, for some people, I guess it might be. Other than that, I think they're, you know, they're equal as far as what they do. I don't know why at first a Wayfinder said, you know, in 500 feet we're at the destination, and then it said in a quarter of a mile. That's the first time I've honestly ever seen that. But it did, you know, correct itself and got us there correctly. And the other issue, I don't know why Mobile Geo did not automatically indicate that we had reached the destination the way Wayfinder did. Like I say, in the previous version, that was also an issue. So, anyway, I hope everybody enjoyed the demonstration. And again, I think both products, as far as, you know, telling you where you're at and getting you to a place, are about equal. They both will certainly do the job, and they are they're both good products, but. If somebody was to ask me, you know, if they were thinking about getting a phone, you know, and they're like, I want a GPS to run on a cell phone, and I can only get one, which one should I take? I would have to say the Symbian and Wayfinder Access. For one thing, Wayfinder is cheaper. Secondly, the Symbian operating system is much more stable, and it is more reliable. It doesn't crash near as often as Windows Mobile does. But again, both products are good products, and certainly, you know, you can get a demonstration of each one and try them for yourself and see, you know, which one meets your needs. Well, if anybody wants to contact me, any questions or comments on the review, would love to hear from you. My email address is N0OXY, that's my ham radio call sign also, so it's N0OXY. At charter, charter, .net. And everyone take care, and happy traveling.